With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. At Tuesday's Taylor Hawkins tribute concert in L.A., Miley Cyrus was there, and she came out to join Def Leppard on a cover of the band's Photograph.
We played it earlier this week when it happened, and we were all talking about just how she just crushed it. She looked great, sounded great. It was awesome.
I can't argue with that, man. And after the show, Miley shared a voicemail message that she had saved from Hawkins, in which he was listening to the classic Def Leppard song and encouraging Miley to learn that song. That, I mean, wow. And here's the voicemail.
What up, Miley? It's Taylor. I heard you're moving. Where? I'm listening to Photograph by Def Leppard. You can kill that one. Make Cheney learn that.
Yeah, dude, when I heard that this morning, I had, like, instant goosebumps just from, like, then having her play. Like, it took on a whole new meaning for her to perform that song. Like, what a, like, I always cringe sometimes when people are like, that's what the guy or the girl would have wanted, you know, when someone passes away. And you're like, well, you never met the person, and now all of a sudden we're thinking for that person. That's kind of odd. I get that a lot of people do that, and, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. But this might be one of those instances where I think everybody can agree that if Taylor was around, he would have absolutely loved knowing that she took, you know, his advice in a voicemail and actually performed the song at his tribute show. Like, that's pretty amazing.
It does make me really, you know, just, how do you not like Miley? You know what I mean?
Like, or Def Leppard. I mean, yeah. What, do you think that they even knew? Like, why are you guys asking us to play? That's cool that Taylor was a fan, but what, and then find out, oh, there was actually a story behind it. That's pretty cool.
And if you didn't hear it, here is a little bit of Miley singing Photograph with Def Leppard at the tribute show.
Again, now knowing that backstory, that's incredible.
Honestly, and if you told me that was Miley, I would never have a clue. I mean, you know what I mean? She just looks so like so rock and roll.
She's
and
like a rock goddess.
Yeah, I would never. I mean, wow.
Well, you think of her, you probably still think of her as like Hannah Montana, like
yeah,
girl. But
I don't.
But Hannah Montana was like 2010. Like, it was so long ago that happened, and it's like she's such a different person these days.
See, honestly, I never gave a rat's ass about Miley Cyrus until it was like she started collaborating with the dude from the Flaming Lips, because I'm such a Flaming Lips fan. I was like, that's awesome. And then started paying attention to some of her stuff, which some I could give or take some of it, but there's enough of her stuff that I'm like, yeah, actually, that's a pretty cool song.
And she was, Danny, wasn't she in a Black Mirror episode too?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's
covered
just
9 Inch Nails, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, she's, I mean, she's just all over the place. And man, you know, I look, I've seen what, like I've said before, you've seen what other young you know, young stars end up doing, and it doesn't always get on a good road. And, you know, good for Miley. I mean, all she's just doing is just, you know, it feels like she's really just, you know, loving life and doing what she wants in a positive way. And that's a great story.
Yeah, you know? And to have the voicemail, because you could, like, you know, sometimes people will be like, oh, when he left the voicemail, you're like, ah, is that really a true story? You're just like hamming that up to create like this kind of a heartfelt moment. But like, there's the actual voicemail from Taylor Hawkins, which is a very random voicemail where he's just like, you're moving, wah. And then it's just like, oh, I'm listening to Def Leppard. Here, listen to me listen to Def Leppard. You should learn it.
I'd like to say this as well, because, you know, you know what it's like to get a lot of voicemails. My mailbox gets full and they tell you to delete stuff. You got to be thinking Miley Cyrus's mailbox gets a lot more voicemails from people in her life, I would assume, just because, you know, she's busy and everything. Mm-hmm. She chose to save that, like, long before she knew this was going to happen. So I think that maybe he was somebody important to her. That's what makes me feel like she saved that voicemail.
I wonder how long ago that voicemail came in, if it was, like, relatively recent or, like, who knows? Or maybe, like, she kept it because she's like, yeah, I should actually learn photograph at some point. And then finally, like, someone texted and said, definitely goosebumps and an instant emotional response. I have a newfound respect for Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I feel like a lot more people are getting in her camp. You know, a lot of folks resisted her doing anything besides just being Hannah Montana or doing country music, and then also becoming up, you know, then becoming that pop star.
Did she do country?
Was it just pop? Am I just thinking the Hannah Montana thing?
Well, her godmother is Dolly Parton, and she's done the Jolene cover a lot.
Yeah, and she did like kind of like a folky record, I know, but I don't know if it was necessarily country.
Trying to remember, did she do any singing on that Hannah Montana show?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so that wasn't that kind of country stuff, or am I losing my mind?
Super pop.
Is it just because you heard Montana, you're just assuming she's in the country?
Dude,
no, it's because it's Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's Billy Ray Cyrus. That's why I thought it was she did country before pop. Wow.
Yeah, no, it was all pop. It was like super pop. Lily
talk about
that
the
show,
talk about a Mandela effect.
Miley Cyrus, I mean Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, she watches that like religiously now, and it's so funny how like that. I used to watch that when I was like a teenager. And
that's pretty funny.
She's watching it.
Wow, that's nuts, and she likes the show.
Oh, she loves the show.
All right, you know you got to give Miley credit. She's done a lot of good stuff and different things, man.
So I didn't care about Miley until she wrote that song about her dead fish. Musical genius. I didn't even know she wrote a song.
I don't know that one at all. She's got a song about her dead fish.
Which, actually, I agree. That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about all the stuff that Taylor Swift writes about, you know what? This is a little bit different ground, you know? And just as profound, I'm sure, for Miley. Yeah, do we have it?
No, I can't.
Oh, all right. Are there lyrics at least? No?
I'm looking. I found a video. I'm waiting for it to load.
All right, fair enough.
I got your weekend plan. Fine.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Send me the link, Vicky. When you get it, I can't wait.
Apparently, she's crying while she's performing the song she wrote for her dead blowfish, Pablo, while she was wearing a unicorn onesie. Oh. She had posted it on Facebook, apparently.
Okay, so I don't know whether or not it's serious. I mean, I mean, she's an actress, so, I mean, is this meant to be serious? Did she really have a dead fish?
Oh, I found it.
I don't want to make fun of her, or is it a
parody? I guess we need to hear it before we make fun of her.
Yeah, I mean, because a uniform onesie,
she also admits that she's done a lot of hallucinogenics in her life.
Yeah, it seems very ludicrous, but at the same time, it could be real.
This sounds like an acid trip that maybe got turned into a song.
Yeah.
All right.
She was really feeling that.
That's a news thing.
Yeah. Oh.
And it goes into a news thing.
She was really feeling that. What do you think? Is it real?
It's like, how can I love someone I'd never touched? You lived under the water, but I loved you so much. You never have been on land, and you've never seen the sky. You don't know what a cloud is. Why does everything I love have to die? So it's a very sad song.
Yeah,
I feel like
she was on mushrooms or something like that.
Yeah,
and tapped into some like serious stuff.
I mean, look, I've never been attached to a fish that way, but you know what? I'm not going to poke fun at her because she may have really loved that fish.
But I just realized that she spells Pablo's name with like a W at the end, so it's Pa-blo for blowfish.
Oh, yeah.
She's brilliant.
Okay, so she really had a blowfish named Pablo. Okay.
Aww.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, Miley. I hope that song helped you.
I was heartbroken when I found my hamster dead, so I get it.
I don't know. Yeah, fish. I just never had a thing. I felt like I don't know. There was just too much disconnect, man. You know, you live where you live. I live where
I
live.
The whole tank in the water.
I don't feel a kinship here, brother. You know, you can pick up a hamster, you can, you know, you can hang a little bit, but with a fish, what do? You just look at it, and you can't bang on the glass. They say that's not good.
But some people will talk to their fish while they feed it. You know, I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, it has no other choice but to listen. It's stuck in a tank full of water, but, you know.
Yeah. Not even sure it can. I don't even know if it can hear me, to be honest with you. You know. Yeah. All right. Well, Miley, congrats. That is a very, it does sound like she was high, but when she came up with those lyrics. But, hey, good, you know. And she wore a unicorn onesie, which, you know.
Why not?
Why not, Miley? Well, and why we're even talking about it is because turns out when she performed at Taylor Hawkins' tribute and did the Def Leppard tune photograph, that in fact Taylor suggested it to her, and she had a voicemail. So it's like really cool, another cool reason, like a really cool reason why she performed that song at the tribute. So,
BJ, I have something I need to share because it completely has wrecked me for the entire day.
What's happened? What's going on?
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen on the internet. So,
okay.
Earlier this morning, I come across a tweet where somebody shared a picture of a group of girls that were drunk and were convinced that they met The Rock. And it's the funniest picture ever because this guy has like The Rock smile. He's kind of got The Rock tattoo, but he looks like as if like The Rock was put through a younger filter. So, I mean, it definitely has like a Rock look to him.
Okay, but that is totally not The Rock.
It's definitely not The Rock, and there's a drunk girl who's clearly trying to breastfeed him.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Right?
Whoa. Oh, she's got her, going for it.
Well, everyone else is taking a picture with this guy they think is The Rock, who's not The Rock. This woman's got her mouth fully down on him, or as somebody said, that she's pulling a Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, like, she is.
It's crazy. So I'm reading all the comments, which are pretty funny, but there's one comment that came across that they shared like a picture that I thought was like the funniest thing. I put it up on my Twitter because I was just like, ask Vicky. I was in tears for like a good 8 to 10 minutes. I could not stop laughing at this picture. I don't know if it's maybe like just sometimes something hits you in a funny way that's really not that funny, but you just can't control your laughter. So somebody posted in a response to that a picture of somebody who shared a picture of someone they thought was Michael Jackson. And it said, the guy wrote, "I always told people that I met Michael Jackson, but now I found the picture. Man, WTF, who the F was this?" And it's a picture of this young kid.
Oh, and wow.
The guy is definitely not Michael Jackson. And I could not stop laughing, thinking, for however many years, this poor guy has been thinking he met Michael Jackson, but didn't have the picture.
Yeah.
And then came across it. And I mean, I'm making the story up in my head, but this is what was cracking me up. Is like, after years of looking, he finds this picture. And then it turns out, to, as one of my buddies said, it turns out that was Jackson Michaels, not Michael Jackson.
No,
there's a legitimate dude that goes around.
Joke. He's joking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because that guy looks like a definite impersonator.
No, he definitely is a Michael Jackson impersonator. But when you look at him, he's definitely not Michael Jackson.
Whoa. Oh, Steve was broken. Like, he couldn't move.
Me.
He was, tears were streaming from his eyes.
That's
done.
Funny.
Well, because it got me thinking, like, recently I was out and about in Puyallup. There was a guy who you know, sometimes you just meet someone and you're like, I'm pretty sure this guy doesn't know who the hell I am. But I think he thought I was someone else because he came up and, like, definitely English was not his first language, and he was just like, picture? And I'm like, huh? He's like, picture. I'm thinking, oh, you want me to take a picture of you? He goes, no, picture with you. And so we took a picture. I'm like, I wonder who he thinks I am. Like, it might have been someone who's a listener, and that's awesome, but we didn't have any, like, he didn't have anything else to say. He couldn't, like, it was like a struggle for him just to say picture.
Wow. And that's very, like, so you look like, I mean, maybe he thought you were Diesel or Shrek.
Joe Coy.
Daughtry. I mean, there's so many people that people think you are. You know, Andy Pettit. I mean, you could have been anybody.
But I think I could spend an entire day looking at pictures of people who have pictures with somebody that they think it's someone that it's not. You know what I mean? Like, the one with The Rock, that slayed me. But
Well, that's amazing, especially the girl that's trying to take a bite out of crime. I mean, that's just, wow.
Because, you know, she probably ended up, like, the next day, like, dude, we got so wasted, we met The Rock, and Sheila put her mouth on his breast. Like,
yeah. And then they show the picture, they go, what?
It's like the time I went to that radio convention where, remember, it was the couple of radio dudes came up to me, and they're from, like, Charlotte, and they're like, dude, can you do us a favor? I'm like, sure. Like, can you just come over and say that you're Chris Daughtry? I'm like, what do you mean? And, like, there's a group of girls that are drunk, and they came up to us, and they're freaking out because they think you're Chris Daughtry. And they want a picture, and we said that we knew you. I'm like, all right. Oh. So I went over there. And I just smiled and took the picture. I was like, well, I'm not here to ruin someone's day. Their day will be ruined tomorrow when they look at the picture.
Of course. Yeah, you know what? And I wonder if they know. Or do they still to this day tell the story, we met Chris Daughtry? You know? Yes. If they figure,
but if they look at the picture, they got to be like, that's not Chris Daughtry.
Oh, man. How drunk were we?
We should stop drinking. I mean, maybe that was the moment they stopped drinking.
Ooh, rock bottom. Yes. Yeah.
So instead, please put that on your Twitter. It's on my Twitter at I'm Steve Miggs. You can see the picture of the kid with Michael Jackson. It's so great.
Oh, yeah, man.
Michael Jackson.
That's fantastic. Steve-O, you know that guy. He just shared that there are some stunts that he regrets while doing Jackass. And he doesn't regret them because they hurt. No, it's not because of that. I'll tell you which ones they are at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Miggs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. New interview out with Steve-O, and Steve-O is actually saying, you know, he regrets some of the stunts that he did. Not many. Matter of fact, he says, Steve-O says, the only stunt he regrets, the stunts were the ones that wasted first responders' time.
Okay. I can respect that.
That's a little maturity right there. You know, I've been able to interview Steve-O during different phases of his life. And, you know, the younger Steve-O probably didn't care a whole lot then. But as you get older and you reflect, you go, yeah, you know what? That wasn't cool.
Especially when someone, I mean, can you really regret much if you're Steve-O? Because really all the stupid things that you've done have gotten you to where you are now, which, I mean, I think he's living a pretty good life. He's got a book that's coming out, or it's just came out, and it seems like he's financially he's doing well. He's clean and sober.
Yep.
Like, you got to think, like, okay, well, all those crazy things I did on Jackass really gave me the life that I have now.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that he's like, I wish we didn't waste other people's time. Because that's, you know, some of those stunts that you see other people do where, like, they're holding up traffic, and you're like, cool on you for having that crazy stunt, but, you know, you just kind of ruined everybody's day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, in our business is famous for that, you know, as well. And you know, some people used to got rewarded handsomely, but again, what did they do, Steve? They messed up other people's lives.
So I do love the name of his book too.
Oh, what's it called?
Hard Kick in the Nuts.
Oh, that is a very, well, there you go. That's a very good title. Yep. And there he is getting a hard kick right in the boys.
This is what I've learned from a lifetime of terrible decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, and he claims that one of the worst things that he did was mess with rocket fuel, which he said turned out to give him severe burns, a skin graft, and he suffered. He said, my overdeveloped need for attention outweighs my desire for comfort. I did not go to the hospital for 5 days after that, and he said it was the most horrific 5 days of my life.
Boy. Yeah, and dude, burns are no fun.
But then he says, I absolutely don't regret that. So, like, he regrets, obviously, messing with first responders and wasting their time. But this whole 5 days of hell, burning the hell out of himself, he's like, no, that I don't regret, even though it was the worst 5 days of my life.
To Steve's point again, though, just made a lot of money from that. So how can you really, really regret that?
Shows up to his beautiful home that he got because he burned himself. You know, I mean, like, all the stupid things that they've done.
Yeah. And that's also, like you said, BJ, it's a lot of maturity to be able to look at yourself and be like, you know what? Need for attention has always been greater than that. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
I am happy to see that because part of getting clean and sober is also really taking a look at yourself. And it seems like Steve-O is doing that. You know, also Johnny Knoxville seems to be doing pretty well. You know, you think of some of the other Jackass crew that unfortunately didn't, you know.
Well, Bam's still battling. He's battling. Yeah, you're right. There's been a couple no longer with us as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think one thing he might regret, though, based on the Amazon reviews, is that he probably regrets not signing the books that he promised he would sign.
Oh, really?
Dude, it's like, that's got to suck. It's got to be an error or a mix-up that I'm sure that could get fixed. But, you know, God forbid people actually reach out to somebody to get it fixed before they post a negative review on Amazon. But there's a lot of people giving it 1 star because they purchased a signed book and the book isn't signed.
Ooh. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, Amazon is like a great company. They will actually make things right if you just go in there and go, hey.
I mean, it has to be some kind of an error or a mix-up. Yeah. I mean, if you've spent extra money to get a Steve-O book through Amazon that's going to be signed, I don't think he's like, joke's on you.
I mean, you could even return it and say, hey, or you can reach out to them. I mean, that of all the companies. But you're right, Steve. People just go, you know what? When I don't like something, I know where I'll go. Social media, the internets,
apparently,
and complain.
The deal was, Steve-O said in one of his videos on his social media pages that whoever pre-ordered the book, it would be signed by him as long as a proof of purchase was given, which I did. Still have the email, all this stuff. So people aren't happy about that. Ooh. I wonder if you had to pre-order it through like a certain thing, like on his website as opposed to Amazon, and people just didn't hear it right.
Oh.
You just wonder.
Yeah.
How do you screw something like that up?
Yeah. And did you reach out to Amazon? Like, and nowhere in that statement that he read did I hear, and Amazon, I tried, but they won't help me. I don't, it's like, what do you... People just like to just scream and yell at the wrong place. It's just like, what are you? There's nobody that can help you over here. Why don't you go over there? Maybe you can get some help.
Yeah, I'm not sure though, but yeah, if you promise that it'll be signed and it's not, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get that it really sucks, but it's just like, you know, it's just like, you know, if you're yelling at a McDonald's because your toilet doesn't work at your house, I mean, okay, what do you want McDonald's to do?
Well, the reason why I was on the toilet is because of the McDonald's.
Oh, there we go. Hey.
Hey.
Lady.
Ate too much.
Yeah.
Have you ever given something a bad review online? Like a 1-star?
Oh,
I was conflicted with that recently. Like, I went to a doctor's. I had to go get my. I thought I might have like cracked a rib or something in a wrestling match, and it turned out it was just a really bad bruise. But I had to go get an X-ray, and I had to do it all through the online. It was such a nightmare. And then I get there, and then they don't have the X-ray machine. And I'm like, oh, we didn't know that you needed an X-ray. I'm like, I even said it in the notes, like it's about my chest. Like, oh, we don't X-ray chest. We only do arms and legs. I'm like, can you shove my chest in the X-ray? Like, I don't. So I had to send me somewhere else, and I had to wait on. It was just like this never-ending quest to get something so simple done. And I was like, then I get the email, tell us about your experience.
Oh, I hate that.
And, I never get bad reviews. I'm just of the belief that, like, if I don't like something, I'll never go to it again. I'll never frequent that place. But I'm like, that's... Maybe I just had a bad experience, and maybe someone else will have a great experience. If I have a good experience, I'll share that sometimes. But I almost was about to give like the 1-star scathing review. And I was like, as I'm about to do it, I'm like, I got better things to do with my day. My daughter wants to play. Like, what am I doing? Like, I give a bad review. And sorry, Tatum, I know you want to play Peppa Pig with me, but I'm in the middle of leaving a bad review on this doctor's place. Like,
that's kind of like you described my kid's entire toddler life with me.
I gave one.
That was the closest I've come recently.
I gave one on an Uber one time, but it was because he was almost wrecked like 3 times, and I gave him 1-star, no tip, and I wrote a review about how terrible he was.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got my ride for free, actually. Uber reached out to me, and they're like, hey, like, we are sorry that this happened. And I was like, you know,
they don't want that.
Honestly, at that point, if I wouldn't have felt in danger, I wouldn't have done it. But it was one of the, because I've had Uber drivers that drive fast before, mm-hmm. but to the point of where he was like blowing through red lights and stuff, it was like, all right, we can't.
Yeah.
This guy's not good. And he had like 5 stars too. So I don't know if he just needed a poop or what.
I think you got the Uber X con.
That's true. Yeah.
Option, which is cheaper than the Uber X. I get it.
That's a great joke.
No.
I'm trying to, you know, I'm at the stage of my life, Steve, where I have to make the adjustment on what my expectations are for customer service, because
right.
I just had this conversation with my wife. I go, look, the older we get, the more we have to look at what's going on today and realize that, you know, what we think is should be what we should be getting may not be what people think we should be getting anymore. And so I try not to leave bad reviews based on that. And I also try to make sure that I leave a good review too. Like I don't want to be just a bad review guy. So it's like, you know, before you write a bad review, when was the last time you wrote a good review for an experience that you had? Because I feel like that's human nature. Nobody talks about all the good stuff they love a whole lot, but they'll definitely talk about the bad stuff.
And I'm picturing like BJ at the pearly gates, and like, we noticed that you only left negative reviews. Like,
yes.
Like there's a weird ratio going on right now.
You're
sir.
Right, man. I don't want that to be the thing. I want them to go, all right, the guy was fair. He left good and bad reviews.
I left a good review recently because they gave me some free swag for doing the business. I walked into the business,
yeah.
And they were like, hey, if if you go give us 5 stars on Yelp, we'll give you this free thing. And I was like, in.
I'd whore myself out for that any time of the week.
Yeah. They were probably a 3-star joint, but I gave him 5 stars.
Oh, I'd give him 10.
And a glowing review.
I'd make a fake account and make another 10 stars.
Yeah, just give me free stuff.
I came close on an Airbnb once. And it's funny, you know, like in order to see how someone reviews you as a Airbnb patron, you have to leave them a review.
Oh.
So like I have a review on my thing that I can't see because I never left a bad review.
Oh yeah.
But I don't want to leave a review and then find out they left a mean review, because I went there back when we went one time to Disney World many years ago, and we walked into the Airbnb and the floors were sticky, the sheets were stained.
Oh yeah.
And it was red rotten. And I remember looking at my wife and I'm like, yeah, I know we can't stay here. We'll get a hotel. I'm sorry. Like, this was on me. I thought it was going to be fun. It was a Disney themed Airbnb, and yet it had a Mickey and a Minnie Mouse ears on the wall, and that's about it. It wasn't anything like in the pictures. And I messaged them like, hey, we can't stay here. Your floors are sticky. It's disgusting. Like, all this stuff. And they gave us our money back, but they left a review on us.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if it was like a negative review or not. But I didn't, I don't feel like leaving a crap review on this place. Like, it's funny though. I went ever since then out of curiosity. I clicked on that old, cause you could see the past purchases, and there were so many bad reviews on them.
Oh.
I think I got there early, like before they started getting bad reviews.
Interesting.
Because in the last like 3 or 4 years or however long it was since we've been there, all the reviews have been pretty negative. And they all are pretty similar. Walls are thin. Floor sticky.
Yeah.
Things are dirty.
I don't know if I like the idea of leaving bad reviews on customers, because, boy, that gives too much power to somebody who does have a dump. Like, you guys should not get a bad review at all. Like, I don't know what, like you said, you know what that review says, but chances are it was probably bad.
Right? I got to imagine, unless they were like, oh, this guy at least didn't work out, but he was very good communication.
Wow. I mean,
so I wasn't rude about it. I was like, dude, I can't stay here.
How crazy would it be if it was a great review? Like, their place was a dump, but they go, you know, the guy was right. And he was truthful with us, and he was nice. Our place was an asshole, but he was nice about it. So make sure you have Steve as a customer, even though we had to give him his money back because we had a dump.
He'll tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that is what your review is, but if I had to go to Vegas and bet, I bet they left you a bad review, and that's what pisses me off.
You should leave one on them now.
I should.
Yeah, 5 years later.
Yeah. After 5 years of thinking about this, I have to let everyone know the truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, especially, well, if you got to read your review, what would you do? What if you read your review and it was like, you're a jerk? Would you then respond and go, are you kidding me? Here's my side of the story review.
That seems like a lot of effort to get worked up
see,
over.
That's the
you're right. There's part of you that wants to get the last word.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not fair, man. I mean, you see, you're a better man than me, because I would be like, I want to see that review. Why can't I see that review?
But on the flip side, I've stayed at several Airbnbs since, and I've never had an issue with the Airbnb hosts, and they've never said anything. So, you know, I would imagine like maybe they don't.
But you only have, do you get good reviews from them, or you don't know?
Oh, yeah. Great reviews.
Oh, really? You see them?
Yeah, because I leave good reviews on them because they've been good experiences.
And they repost back, I'm saying. They repost back saying, Steve's the man?
Oh, he's the greatest person in the world.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We wish more people were like Steve.
I'm
paraphrasing, but it's pretty much
all right. I mean, look, whatever. As long as you got more positives than negatives, or especially the mystery, you have all those positives and then that mystery review that you don't know.
Right, which could be, you know what? Honestly, that's how I like to live my life. If you have something mean to say, I don't want to hear it. If it's just like you're just being out and out mean, if you're,
all right, well,
you're being constructive and respectful, then sure, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, this is a whole new world for me. I don't know what to do. So I think I'm just happy living in ignorance and don't know what anybody thinks of me.
It's a lot nicer.
Unless they yell at me. Like, you know, if you just yell at me out of your car, I know. It's like, that's the kind of review I want to get. Just yell at me out of your car. So yesterday, Mr. Positive Review over here, you know what? Unfortunately, you got a negative review because you did not get this one right, buddy.
Yeah.
What does the cable company ESPN stand for?
Entertainment Sports Programming Network.
I didn't give it to him, so I have to say no.
Entertainment Sports Programming News.
No.
Entertainment Sports PP News.
I do like PP, but no.
Wow. Boy, there was a lot to unpack with that entire break, actually. You were missing the golden word, and. That was the problem, Steve. Otherwise, it was the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, which, you know. that screws up the whole acronym, if you ask me, but whatever. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,